Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
December 3rd, I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
Pat?
This is my co-host.
Little freezing my tush off, Alley Cat.
So, how did you like our new theme song?
I love the chipmunks. I have no problem with that.
You know, they just came on down and they said, we want to do a song this week. And I said, okay, fine. I don't have any normal feedback of what in God's name have you done?
What do you mean? What? Who? What have I done?
I meant because we started the show with the chipmunks. Boy, totally not.
Yeah,
I know.
They probably thought, do we have the right show?
Yeah, this was not the reaction I was expecting out of you. I'm guessing you're eating.
I'm actually playing World of Warcraft. Drinking hot chocolate and freezing my butt off.
No wonder why I'm not getting the reaction I thought I would. You're not paying any attention.
No, what? Reaction to what? To the chipmunks? I love the chipmunks. I told you I love the chipmunks. What other reaction were you looking for?
I was looking for the normal, what in God's name did you do reaction.
Yeah, but I like the Chipmunks, so it's okay. You know, had it been some other annoying song, I'd probably been like, what the heck? But I like the Chipmunks. You know, there are a few things that I can make exceptions for.
Boy, this did not go the way I expected.
I'm so sorry, but you know what? I'm having a really rough week, okay? So something as little as a Chipmunk song in place of a pony song is like the least on my line of annoyances. I have no insulation in my roof. It's 58 degrees up in the pony room today.
Oh, my.
So you playing the Chipmunk song isn't, you know, as nearly annoying as you would think when you're freezing your tush off.
This is true. But, of course, neither is an oil light going on all of a sudden in a car that just had its oil changed 3 weeks ago. I don't think this has been a good week.
Really? What happened?
Our oil light just started just coming on. It'll come on for a second, and then it would turn off. And then 5 minutes later, it'll come back on again. But it's not constantly doing it. It did it Tuesday, and it did it yesterday.
Oh, did you get your oil checked?
Oh, wait. Then yesterday on the way home, our brakes start. You know how they, when they're starting to go, you just start feeling that grinding when you're braking? We take the car into the shop today. We tell the guy, okay, these are the two problems we need you to look at and need you to fix. An hour later, he calls us up, tells us how much it would be just to do the brakes, and that he was still checking the oil light. 4.5 hours later, he calls up and goes, well, the brakes are done, but I'm not taking and touching the oil light situation because your car has this many miles on it, and you've brought me a cancer car.
A what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, now I don't want to hear the whole sordid details, but try to sum it up in, like, 3 sentences or less.
Let me put it to you this way. We're not now upset. We had to take our car to yet another shop and had to get a rental for the weekend.
A cancer car. Are they just saying your car is so screwed you just need a new one?
It's because he didn't want to do anything but do the brakes because the brakes were easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. So,
okay.
So much for the mechanic who's closer to us and was highly recommended by a good friend.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
So, which it wasn't her fault, it was his fault for being an idiot and then throwing a hissy fit when we're not so appreciative when he's showing us brakes that didn't come from our car.
In other news.
Would you like to rub the teapot and see if we can get a genie to pop out?
Sure. I'm all for the teapot.
Okay, let me go grab the teapot. Let me start a rub here.
Da da da, pony time is here. Time for ponies and time for beer. I mean cheer.
See, I told you everybody loves the chipmunks.
And we rest. Hurry, Pinkie Pie, hurry fast. Oh, am I on the air?
You are. I knew it.
Hello, Ponyland. Hello, Pony Peoples. Pony joy to everybody, even the ones who
Wrote
the cards.
What was that again?
Even the ones with kaput cars.
Kaput cars.
Kaput. K-A-P-U-T. I think that's a Yiddish word. It means my car ain't working.
Oh, it works. It works just fine. It's just having an issue.
That's why I'm glad I don't drive one anymore. I don't need a car here in the city. I just take buses and trains everywhere. cars are a big pain in the butt.
They are.
Well,
excuse
when,
me, I just got to take a huge mouthful of sushi here. Hang on.
Well, when your work is like 2 miles, almost like a mile away from any bus stop.
I'm not saying it's not a necessity in the sprawling suburbs of America, but if you are living in a city, it is not necessary. When I lived in Baltimore, you did not need a car. A car is a hindrance, not something that's helpful, because you can get everywhere you
exactly.
need to go. Little including your work and your food and everything else you need to do. It's all reasonably accessible. It's only when you move outside of cities that you then have to rely on a vehicle for transportation.
You'll see. If you ever come to a city, it's just different. Anyway,
some cities
though,
are better than others.
Car.
You know, we need to get, like, the European transit kind of system going on here in America. I mean, it's
more,
just amazing
more buses
over there.
Would be great. More buses.
Light
stops,
rails,
less
cars. You can just go anywhere so easily in Europe.
Oh, well, actually, the Chicago transit system is basically based off of the European system. I mean, you can get on any train, any CTA train, and you can go anywhere in the city.
No, I'm talking about in Europe. You can go anywhere in Europe. You know, just, you know, limiting you to the city is not what we're talking about. I'm talking about, you know, the not having a need for an automobile, period.
That's
yes,
not
you can, like,
happen.
Hop from country to country to country.
Right, and it's not just within cities. You can get to areas outside of cities very effectively as well. So, at any rate...
Hey, put down the World of Warcraft already. We're on the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I've gotten to a nice little city area where I'm going to camp out my Uber level 80 mage. And, you know, it's kind of funny. The reason I actually had to say something about it on the show is because I actually just told somebody in the game that I had to go because I have to co-host My Little Pony Talk Show, and I kind of got, like, the ... response. Like, yeah, well, you know what? I'm sure they're not going to really have a great response to you either. So there, touche, World of Warcraft. You're not appreciated
you
as much
go.
In My Little Pony Land, are you?
No, it doesn't get you too far in Pony Land. There is,
no,
there is some crossover, but it's really, really tiny. We're talking about maybe
Right. There is a tiny crossover. You know, it's sort of like...
But 20 people is a small army, so, you know, that's... It's still nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they ever saw an army...
20 people is almost a full raid.
Exactly.
But if they saw an army of Pinkie Pies in World of Warcraft...
Don't ruin my game, all right? You know, there's actually a girl, a guild named My Little Ponies, but it's PWN... IES, like for pwn, like I guess it's the
right,
window for pwned. Owning you. You've been pwned. So there's a guild named My Little Ponies. Ba-doom, boom. So there is a crossover.
Oh, yes, there is.
There, yeah.
There's a T-shirt of My Little Ponies, too. They probably took their name from that.
I already told
or
you
the
that
t-shirt
I made
might
you. I get up 3
that.
Seconds and you're on it.
Hi, kitten.
They said hi.
Hi, kitten.
Yeah, and I just generally got generally annoyed, yes, that I got up not so much as in 3 feet away from the chair, and you are sitting down in it.
She's like a cat.
That's why after
she
I
goes,
told you that I
need
to use
let
the computer.
Let me sit in
that. She sounds like me the day after Thanksgiving when I see a parking spot becoming available.
Kitten has a way of, I don't know what it is about my computer in general. I mean, if I like her being up here with me, I don't mind her using my computer if I'm not using it. I really actually would prefer her to be up here. You were here, Karen. You know what I'm talking about as far as the layout of my house. I prefer to have her up here in this area of the house. But she really has it down to a science. I mean, I'm up and she is there, you know, before any heat has left the cushion. I mean, it's amazing
oh,
how
sure.
quickly. I mean, I just get up to, like, go grab a glass of water, and she's in my chair. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm in the middle of something. And not like there's not four other computers in the house either.
Plus, she just likes yours. It's Mom's computer. I don't know. Why does your husband's side of the bed feel all nice and soft, you know, and your side just feels normal? When you take his side of the bed, and it's like, ooh, I'm over here. I'm going to sleep extra
good now. I think
because
they weigh more, and therefore they have cushioned up their side of the bed more.
Oh. Yeah, they do leave like a husband-shaped furrow.
Well, you know,
there,
also,
right?
Husband shapes are more evenly distributed in their weight. I mean, well, let's say, okay, an average husband. We're not talking about beer belly husbands. We're talking about just your regular old dude shape. Has, like, a very even weight distribution from top to bottom, whereas women don't have such an even weight distribution, even if they are perfect. They have more in the bottom and more in the top, which leaves you not proportionate. You know what I mean? So you get lumps and bumps on your side of the bed, whereas theirs just gets nice and cushy evenly all over.
This is true.
So I have a full theory on the
whole bed
thing.
Darn my hourglass figure. It totally...
I'm telling you, the hourglass figure is screwing up our side of the bed. You wind up with two little areas that get, like, divvity.
Yeah, not good for sleeping. I hear
you. No, no. So it should be like tires. You should rotate the bed, you know?
Actually, you are supposed to.
We do.
I know you're supposed to. You're supposed to, but I don't know. It's like the second they're in it, the very next night, all of a sudden the side that was so not comfortable for you for 6 months is perfect.
Exactly. As soon as he's, like, not in that spot, I'll take his spot. Because it's just nice over there. Everything feels, like, good and different. I don't know. But I like sleeping in things that aren't my own house, too. I love hotel rooms, beds, you know, for that reason. It's like, ooh, new bed. Yay. Let me settle in. Make it mine.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
I like
that is fun.
Trips. Some people aren't comfortable in motels or hotels. I am. I'm all happy.
Oh, yeah,
as long as it's a decent hotel, okay. I do have a creep-out factor for me. You know, it's got to be of a certain level of not scumminess for me to be cool with it.
We're not talking about that. I'm talking about people just don't want to leave their house. They don't want anything theirs.
Oh, okay, I do. Are you kidding me? Freaking going to a decent hotel is like a mini vacation unto itself.
Exactly. Love it. And yeah, it's wonderful, especially when you have a suite, you know, you have, like, your own little bedroom.
Oh, God,
bedroom,
yeah, when we went
separate
to...
Separate from the living area.
We went to New Jersey over the summer, and we were unable to hook up with you, but
yeah.
We had a suite. Remember me sending you the pictures? I was like, my gosh, the
oh,
dang place
right.
was the size of an apartment. We had a living room. We had two huge master bedrooms bigger than the living room with jacuzzis in the bedrooms and then separate... stand walk-in shower rooms, and we had a whole kitchen, and just, oh my gosh, we had a deck, and it was insane. I didn't want to leave that place.
Yep,
and then,
totally
yeah, and then I had the special spa, you know, with, like, the mineral pools and the waterfalls and all this other stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in heaven, I'm never leaving. And then I went to the beach for the day. I went from the beach to the mineral pool. I was like, this is awesome. I mean, I don't need anything else. So, yeah, I plan to be there again next year. You should come stay with us.
Aw.
I mean, shoot, it's right down the road.
Yeah, it is. Literally right down the road. We can work this out if we know the dates ahead of time.
Yeah. We'll probably be looking at sometime in June or July. See how we can do.
You're starting to do a vacation without me?
Well, actually, I was considering, like, pony meet the weekend.
We got to do the pony meet next year, too. That's right. We got the Maryland pony meet, and then we also have the fair. Boy, we're going to have a busy summer.
Oh, wait, does this mean you're officially stating you will be coming?
Yes, I'm going next year, okay? Even if I'm saying it now, time stamp it, and hold me to it, I am going to the fair. I am taking Kitten with me. We're going. If for some reason I chicken out and say, I don't want to drive, I don't want to be in the car for 10 hours, blah, 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 you come, you show up at my house, you duct tape me, you tie me up, you take me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm giving you explicit permission now so that I can't press charges later.
Okay.
You
everyone
don't want to be kidnapped, taken against
No.
You
no.
Why not? That could be fun.
Okay, I want to surprise the chat room. Everyone confirm with me that little Ellie Cat just stated that we can come duct tape her with pink and purple duct tape.
I'm Googling where to buy that right now. I'll say you're in New York. I know. Just go to St. Mark's. I'm sure you can find some.
I was on St. Mark's today. I was doing actually a little bit of shopping.
See? Now next time you're there, look for some pink and purple duct tape.
I wasn't doing that kind of shopping, but now I have another reason to go back.
I'm sure there's plenty of stores you can find that will cater to that.
Oh, I got to give a shout-out to Whippet Love, who is in New York today.
Is she really?
Missed her. She was on the other side of Manhattan. While I was downtown, she was uptown.
She didn't get a chance to come visit?
No, we didn't get to hook up. And I'm going away this weekend, so I'm not going to get to see her. But hello, Whippet, if you're listening.
Hey, Whippet.
And hello to Tiger's Eye. We've got to give a shout-out to her. She's supposed to tune in tonight. Hello, Pony Hug.
I'll give a shout-out
to Steve Minty, too.
Aren't we supposed to have an Australian? Is that Tiger's Eye?
Tiger's Eye lives in upstate New York, I think.
We have an Australian that posted on the board saying, oh, my gosh, you're going to be in my country. Maybe I'll be able to tune in. And I'm not at the boards right now to see who that was.
Oh, yes, there was. But let me go back to what I was saying. We are allowed to, because I got cut off from the show for some reason all of a sudden.
I can't imagine how that could happen.
We are allowed to come there with pink and purple duct tape.
Only if it's pink and purple.
Trust me, I can get pink and purple, seeing as how now the duct tape company makes it in all sorts of different colors because they want you to make a prom dress out of it. Duct tape you.
Wasn't that designer show we can blame for that one?
Yes, actually, yes, it was.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway,
duct
go on.
Duct tape you up into a pink and purple dress type motif and drag you to wherever the Tony convention is going to be.
Yes, and I'm thinking Pony Convention will probably, I would expect, either be in Kentucky or in Rhode Island. That's my two bets there.
Actually, I think Rhode Island is supposed to be in another couple of years because they're supposed to be going back for the 30th anniversary because I think, wasn't that what they said every five years?
That is what was said at the 25th anniversary fair. They said they would try to come back to Rhode Island and that they would like to come back to Rhode Island for the 30th anniversary.
Okay, when is the 30th anniversary?
By my watch, it's 2012.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it should be coming up. I mean, I guess it depends on whose clock you look at. I mean, it could be 2011 or 2012.
That is true because, I mean, which clock do you go by? Do you go by My Pretty Pony, or do you go by the actual launch of My Little Pony? Because I think they went by the actual launch of My Little Pony for the 25th anniversary, didn't they?
Karen?
Yes,
did you go to the Rhode Island show? Did you know?
Of course I was there.
Say, if you didn't
tables.
Go there, I'd be really shocked. I mean, it's like pretty darn close to you.
I had a double table. You weren't there.
No, I was in Seattle. Couldn't make it.
Aww. But Panda was there.
And then other years, like when it was on the West Coast, then I was in South Carolina. I was like, will you guys stop doing this to me?
You were busy doing Uncle Sam's work, you know. They move you all around, and
it's
never convenient, but it's necessary.
And then last year I was so disgruntled, I just said, I'm not going. Grinch thing for the pony fair, and I regretted it, like, you know, way too late. But
10 hours.
Next year I'll go.
10 hours before the fair?
Yeah. Like, if I leave now, I can make it by the time it opens.
It was exactly 12 hours before the fair opened that you decided, okay, I want to go now.
No, actually, it was a little bit earlier than that. It's just that I did the show and told you that I changed my mind. I had actually had that change of heart while around that time when you guys were passing through Maryland. And I was like, if I get out the foghorn, maybe I can catch them. That's pretty much what I was thinking at that time. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe they'll, like, stop by and say, no, no, last minute chance. And I'll be like, see ya, honey, gotta go. No. Did you guys do that? No.
What a romantic scene that would have been. Little Lollycat with her little My Little Pony suitcase running off into the night. Take me with you, please. And the car stopping on the highway and turning around and coming back and picking her up. Climbing in the back seat. Yay, you're here, you made it. Yeah, it would have happened. It would have been really nice, too. But you chickened out.
Oh, yes. Miss Gadiman did offer to volunteer, so.
How about Spinky 69? Is she listening tonight? Do we have an Aussie in the chat room, Panda?
No, it looks like we've just got Tiger's Eye and Miss Gadiman, as always. Miss Gadiman, well, our weekly yell listener.
Hey, Miss G, how's it going?
I think it's like tomorrow, and it's late afternoon in Australia right now.
I think
Spinky lives in the future, so maybe she's got to calibrate her time machine in order to get, you know, listen in while we're here. But anyway, hello if you're listening. Hello, hello, Pony Joy to you, and thanks for tuning in. This is our show, and we will get to talking ponies eventually after we, you know, after there's always a preamble.
But I do want to say one pony thing. I am looking into buying someone.
One pony thing, I want to say. Did anyone find that funny?
When you're hearing about what it might be, you might understand why it might only be one.
Oh, it's a pony future, huh? Okay.
Yes, it's Miss Satin and Lace with her dress and her shoes. And
sorry, I was reading the letter from a former neighbor who is starting to cause a ruckus in our neighborhood. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that little old lady who I told you about, the nightmare, how she's always creating some sort of catastrophic situation. Well, she's doing it again. And so I missed what you were saying, how Satellite came into the picture.
She's telling a story about ponies, and you just, like, randomly butt in with some story about your neighbor?
No, I'm just saying, I said that because I want to be up to speed so that I can fully appreciate her story. Is she saying that she got a pony, or, because I missed a couple sentences before that. I missed the setup, is what I'm saying.
You don't have to, with panda stories, they're inside out, upside down. You can
go on.
And not miss anything. She'll get to the beginning of the story somewhere in the middle.
All right. I'm looking into buying a pony, and the reason why it's only one pony is it's Miss Satin and Lace with her dress, with her veil, with her shoes.
What, regular Satin and Lace?
Her ring. I'm not going to say which one it is because I don't want anyone else going searching for it and possibly buying it out.
It doesn't matter which
one
it is.
Yeah, because, like, I'm telling you, everybody, you know, yeah, it's not like a big secret, you know. It's magenta, it's so soft, or they all come with dresses, veils, and rings, and they're all probably on eBay at the moment.
Okay. But I emailed the person, and I asked her how much the shipping would be, and she told me how much shipping would be, and she's like, she'll be available for a while, and she had emailed me, but then she messaged me through the board, and she's like, I just wanted to make sure you got it. I was like, oh, yeah, I did get it. I'm just kind of trying to figure out whether or not I can really get it right now. And I put in there looking at Satin, looking at Funds, and looking at Satin again, and she comes back.
All right, is Satin in mint condition?
Pretty much.
Does she have any age spots, cancers, tail rust, hair cuts, missing plugs, cymbal rubs, schmooze?
Nope. It's hard to tell under that dress. Did they post a picture of the pony naked for you to see?
Is it coming from a smoking home? Did you ask all the pertinent questions?
She's got a ring.
Yeah, but you know what? That ring is covering up a spot of cancer. It ain't doing you no dang good.
She is fully undressed and naked in her photos. She is in the butt.
Did you specifically ask, though? You don't understand, because sometimes a picture may not show an area where there is a problem that, you know, you might want to know about. I always specifically ask. You'd be surprised how often they're like, oh, yeah, on her underside or on the bottom of her foot there's a spot of cancer, or there's this here, and, oh, did I not mention she'd been retailed? You need to ask, unless they specifically state it.
She is learning you good, Panda. Listen to little alley cat, because every photo tells a lie.
It does. I just, as a matter of fact, had a pony show up that I went against my usual grain and bought from a seller that was fairly reputable and bought according to the pictures, and because their description did not mention anything problematic, and I got it, and I have to return it because it's awful.
Aww.
And it's a shame because it was a pony I bought specifically as a random act of pony kindness for somebody who now is not going to get their random act of pony kindness for a couple weeks while I look for another pony.
Aww.
Yes,
again.
So I'm very upset. This wasn't even like, you know, persnippiness to my standards for my collection. This was, oh, I know this person needs this. I'm going to get it for them. It'll be a nice surprise. And it was an unpleasant surprise for me. So, again, yes, you can never be too sure. You'd be surprised how easily what somebody else doesn't necessarily consider an issue because maybe they thought it was a small spot or whatever. You've got to ask. No harm in asking.
Well,
it's your money.
I'm still in that, you know, kind of looking, kind of not looking. But my whole point here was her last email goes, oh, keep looking and drooling, but don't get anything on the dress.
I like a seller with a sense of humor.
Yeah, you know, that's always good. I had made some fairly lucky purchases recently, and so I'm in pretty good pony spirits. And I've got a couple other ponies in my sights, without naming names, but there's several of them on right now, and I'm got them all set up right now. So if I don't walk away with one, I'm going to freak the heck out next week. You'll know. Because if I, like, come onto the show next week and all you hear is screaming, you'll understand.
This must be the pony that I texted you about.
Yes. But it's not. It is, but
it's not
isn't. You know what I mean.
It's next week. Okay. Because I never received an answer to my text message.
I saw it.
It wasn't
the condition I wanted.
So whatever. I cut you slack. I'm not responding.
Oh, I know. It was so quick. I know you had emailed me about a couple. You emailed me wanting to know something about one pony and then emailed me about, oh, yeah.
You know, I put you in a three-letters loop and, you know, you're not
got finals and everything this week, so I've been a little scatterbrained.
This is how people get flung out of the loop, you know?
I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. I shall respond more. I'm so sorry. I did not know how to respond
to
the first
one. Give me one out of three, you know, at least. It's showing me
I thought I did respond to one.
I think you're one out of four, one out of five.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And after finals, they expect to see an improvement.
Okay. I promise.
Yeah, you know,
no, that one wasn't quite good enough. It had a head body mismatch that I wasn't cool with. But yeah, you're on the right track there. Anyway.
Oh dear, and the old dreaded head body mismatch. I hate that.
You know, with some ponies it doesn't bother me so much, or as much. It always bothers me, but some I can deal with it. When you're talking about expensive ponies, oh hell no.
Yeah. I have a perfume puff, the green one. She's a Frankenstein, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Her head is completely different color body.
You know who else has that problem? I mean, we could name a few ponies that have this problem, but Raspberry Jam. Oh. Raspberry Jam, for the life of me, it is so dang near impossible to find one with the same color head and body.
And Starhopper.
I have one pretty
don't
close,
about
but
her.
It's not.
Say what? That's pretty close, too. Starhopper, the sparkle pony, the green one.
Yeah, she's another one that gets a discolored head body.
She's like practically more common as her two-tone self than she is as a nice, you know, like
uh-huh.
even
Well,
color
a lot
color.
Of the, I think some of the orange sparkle babies were like that, too.
Yeah, it's like they just use different plastic to make the heads and the bodies.
Don't know.
Quality control.
Yep. Kind of interesting. Some of those interesting things that happened to our poor ponies. So you're still trying to decide about the satin and lace, and I say if she's perfectly mint and the price is right, go for it. You'll just have to, you know, decide if that's what you're going to spend your big bucks on or your pony allowance on right now, because there is a ton of stuff out there right now, guys. Christmas season is it. Now, you're going to pay more, but at the same time, that's when everybody brings out their big guns. That's when people have been holding on to their ponies that they want to sell for the last 6 months, because they know they're going to get their best price. But at the same time, that means you're going to find things that you're not going to find for the next 6 months, and you're also going to find them in a condition that's more uncommon to find them in that kind of condition.
Well, if you guys go hit your emails, you'll find my email to you, too, and you can have a look at her yourselves.
Okay, I will check that out. I just need a minute.
So you're not emailing my Hotmail. You do realize I don't check really my Gmail. I check my Hotmail.
Oh, is Hotmail the one that we use? Okay.
No.
I can never keep a track of which one you don't like to use. Which one don't you check?
I don't really use the Gmail. I use my Hotmail the most. I have the Gmail. I actually have my name on like every mail server that there is out there, but the Hotmail is the one that I use the most. The Gmail is my husband's thing.
What I often do is I often just send it to both.
Well, I just got it on my Gmail, so we'll stay with that.
Yeah, I've sent things to both because I can never remember which one is the one she doesn't check.
Oh, price. Ouch.
Well, let's have a look here. Oh, you're buying it from there? You are trying to access a restricted area. All right. Well, link.
She's going to that place, girl.
Oh, really?
That place.
That place?
That shall be named.
Place? Okay. Well, I'm trying to click on the link, and it's not letting me in. Oh, well. Screw it.
All I'm saying is, you know, again, now I'm not 100% up on my values, but Satin Lace is a pretty dang common pony. And granted, you know, all the bits and pieces are a fun thing, but that price, I don't know. I'm not real sure about that price.
How long have they had it for sale?
I don't think she's had it for sale too long. I checked this little thing every once in a while. I don't recall seeing it, but I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it. Here. Let me.
I was
going to
say,
PM
if it's been for sale for a while, that means that the price is probably too high. And
well,
pay that.
You remember how much you paid for your Mint and Box Bride?
Not really, no.
Okay, well then.
I remember I was happy about it.
Oh yeah, you got a good deal on it too.
Okay. Oh, thanks for the other email. I just got another email. For that, I'd want it on a card or a box that's the same price. Because, I mean, my bride was in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. It's not like, oh, my God, she's getting, like, ripped off or anything. It's okay.
Did you just get another email or something?
Yeah, it's market or just over market. You know?
I was going to say, I think it's maybe just over market.
Yeah, it's like market plus a couple extra.
And the hair isn't, I mean, you know, hair's pink, but it's not like the original curl or anything that would make me go, ooh, you know?
You could put some curl in it. You know how to curl hair, Panda?
I have the instructions. I just never
tried
it.
Yeah, you can put curl in it. I mean, there's still some remnants of the original wave in there, but, I mean, Satin and Lace had some pretty darn curly hair. And what I'm saying is, for that price, for me personally, I'm going, it better have original curl, you know, or have something else, some other oomph factor, because if I'm going to pay market or slightly above market, I expect it to have things that warrant that. I have no problem paying above market. If something is, you know, to my standards, I will happily pay above market. I fully reward those that go the extra mile with their ponies, but I will not do it for any other reason.
Well, it is an investment. You know, you could look at it like in 10 years, maybe you could say, hey, you know, I paid good for that. There were ponies that I paid what was market a few years ago that are worth more now. Perfect example, Mimic. My first Mimic cost me like $30, and that was like, you know, market. And then my second one, I paid about $75. And then that was market. And now what's a Mimic go for average? Is it 90, 95?
Yeah, something like that. Kind of depends. Sometimes you'll see a Mimic up for $75 and nobody will buy it, and then you'll see another Mimic go up with like a low start price and end at like $120.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's crazy. You know, people on eBay is wacky. I mean, I don't know what it is, but if you put a pony up for like a fair value, let's say, okay, let's say it is a Mimic and it's in mint condition, and let's say fair market value for an outstanding Mimic is $90, and you put it up for a buy it now with $75, it'll sit there. Because people are like, $75. Yet at the same time, same Mimic, you put it up for a $5 starting bid, you let it run its course, and that sucker will go for $120. Or you might get really unlucky, you know. But generally speaking, have you noticed that trend? That a lot of times when there's a buy it now, unless it's something really, really, you know, unusual, you know, really rare, really outstanding deal, but something that's like one of the hard to find, you know, common ones like Mimic. It's funny what people will do when they see that, particularly Mimic. I noticed it. I'm like, gosh, people, you sit there and bid out the wazoo when it has a low bid. Here it is, $75. Take it. And they don't.
I guess it's a big commitment. It also depends on who's looking at any given time.
Look,
you know, maybe on the ones that go, it goes for a lot, there was like 20 people looking for a Mimic that week. But, you know, the next week, you know, they might have all given up. And somebody will get a better price as a result.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while I'll see things that are going really low. And I know, you know, I could buy that and use it as a, you know, Maryland Pony Meat prize. Or maybe I could just, like, buy
it
and help supplement.
Yeah, or a gift for somebody.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll buy a couple and I'll use one to supplement the purchase of the other, you know, and whatever. But sometimes I just see it and I go, you know what? Somebody's going to get a good deal because I'm not going to bid.
And that's all. It's just a good deal waiting for somebody else to come along.
But that
You're
gives
so
me
right.
warm fuzzies, too. I feel good when I sit there and go, you know what? I hope somebody gets a good deal on that. I hope I'm not the only one that decides not to bid. That'd be great
I
for somebody.
I do that, too. I say, you know, I could bid on that, but let somebody else take that bite now and have a really nice pony.
Yep. As a matter of fact, that happened not too long ago. There was, I don't know if you remember, the auction with Raindrop in with a lot of, like, G3s and McDonald fakies. And there was a Raindrop sitting in the middle of the lot.
That was so on purpose. They just needed to get rid of all their fakies and stuff.
But they didn't say, like, Raindrop was in the mix or anything. They were just, like, a lot of ponies. They didn't know who they were. They didn't. It wasn't, like, one of those, you know, blatant things. But either way,
wasn't
I mean,
that the same person that put an ice crystal in the middle of a lot with a bunch of fakies? And
I really don't know. I don't know the story, but I do know that I saw it, and I thought about bidding. But, you know, because it didn't matter. I was like, okay, let's just bid based on the value of you know, what we think would be a good deal for the Raindrop. And then I thought, I was like, you know what, maybe somebody will get lucky. I'm just not going to bid, and let's see if somebody else will get it at a good deal. And they did. I think they only wound up paying like $40 or $50 for the lot. So I thought that was pretty cool. But, you know, I could sit there and say, thanks to me, I had a part in helping that person get a good deal.
You sure did.
And it, you know, you got to get your warm fuzzies somewhere.
Oh, man, I have to have a piece of fudge right now. I am falling asleep. If I don't eat something chocolate soon,
Speaking of fudge, I'd like to say, Pony Genie, when my mail came today, after all of the dilemma from today, I have to say, getting that package made me happy.
Mimic's price is down this week, guys, just so you know.
Mimic is down? That's good.
Mimic is
this
down.
This is our financial report.
This is the financial report. Mimic is down. Depending on quality and condition, she's sold for a high of $80 in the last month and a low of $45.
Wow. Anybody
and that's having her be, you know, listed as My Little Pony Mimic, you know, not like a find in a lot or anything like that, but for the world to see if you're looking for.
Right. Does not include lots.
Right. So, mimic her down.
No, she is not. There is currently a rare mint on card, My Little Pony.
It's not
going to
sell very
much
near that. That seller, the reason the seller that you're looking at, I know the seller. She does that because it's not something she necessarily wants to sell. And she's like, if somebody's crazy enough to pay this price, I'll sell it. Otherwise, it means more to me to keep it. I recognize it's not really worth this much. That
I agree. That is the game.
That's how she approaches it. That's why her stuff is always so highly priced. It's not because she's really trying to take advantage of anybody. It's because her collection really did take a lot of work, and it really meant a lot to her. And she's like, you know, I really don't want to sell, but if I have to sell, you know.
But seriously, the listing fees for this, it makes no sense to list this stuff if she's just listing it just for the heck of it.
Well, it depends. She might be getting some sort of top-rated seller deal we don't know about, or she might be listing under special, you know, listing days. I mean, there's a different variety of things.
For $3,000,
yeah, there are days where you can list for free. Maybe she's just taking the free listings.
What's that about the free
listings? Free listing days are only if you set it up for a certain amount, not $3,499. She has a quote unquote reverse. She has a reverse gusty.
Okay, and
for $1,498.97. There is no
going on for a while.
There is
days that are like you can list that for free or something like that.
Well, I don't know the particulars to all of it. Hey, there is a nice-looking mimic on there right now going for a low range right now.
Talk about ranges. Ice Crystal, just in the past week, the high, $102.50. And the low for Ice Crystal, any guesses?
$30.
$59.10, $30. And what decade are you in?
I just bought a thundercloud for $30 and two tornadoes for $30 each. Thank you very much.
Double tornado, OMG.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. I just got three lucky bins on eBay, and they were all £19.99, which converts to $30.
And one.
The second one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It hasn't gotten here yet.
Oh, it hasn't gotten there.
The first one has pure white hair, and I really like the way Tornado looks with pure white hair. The first one's here. It's in perfect condition, except the hair's white. It even has all its original curl and everything. It's amazing. I actually like, this is like one of those weird flaws that I would accept. I like Tornado with white hair, so I'm cool with it. I'm totally cool with it. But the second Tornado coming has original pink hair, which is pretty hard to find. So depending on the rest of the condition of the body, I may keep that one because, you know, it's almost like having a variant, you know, when you have the original pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really decided yet. We'll see how I feel about it when I have it. And Thundercloud is, well, my only Thundercloud once it gets here, so of course I'm keeping that one.
Is that the pink-haired one that was, like, photographed in the window? And I saw the picture, and I said, get it out of the sun, now!
I know, doesn't that just make you want to scream when you see somebody, like, doing an auction of, like, a pony, and
yes,
they have, like, a bright pink-haired pony sitting on the windowsill, and you're like, ah! Yeah, you freak out.
Hopefully they just brought him in the light for the photo, and then they immediately returned him to the windowless room.
The other ones that make me cringe, and maybe this doesn't make everybody cringe, but it makes me cringe, is when you have somebody who's really not a collector or anything like that, just trying to, you know, sell some ponies, and they say it's been, you know, lovingly bathed and groomed and ready to go. And just the idea of a pony getting immersed in water by a non-collector, and whatever its condition was, whatever original curl it had, whatever, you know, getting the water in there, not getting properly dried, all that, I just go, no. Or they say, oh, we took a curling iron to it, you know, because his hair was frizzy or something. Like, no!
Yikes.
Yeah, it's just, sometimes there are some things you see, like, they had the best intentions. I'm all for somebody wanting to make the pony look a little nicer and presentable, to a point. unless you, you know, if you're a collector, you know what you're doing, go for it. But yeah, when I hear about the, you know, been conditioned and taken a real long hot bath and VO5 treatment and all this other stuff, I'm going, oh no.
Oh, VO5 hot oil treatment. I tried that on ponies.
Who hasn't?
I did. Fail.
Yeah, and it stinks. VO5 smells god-awful.
Yeah, it isn't pleasant stuff. It really is just like oil. Like, I don't know, like
it's
kind of
like an
oil.
Like antiseptic, medicinal, I don't know, kind of annoying. It's got like a 1970s smell to it. That's what it's got. Like in the 70s, I guess there was a certain scent that was considered attractive or pleasant that is really not attractive or pleasant now. It was like, I guess, the smell that they associated with salon products. So
yeah,
I think everything started to smell like that, but it's not a good smell.
When I'm shopping for shampoos, I always open the bottle and smell them. Because, you know, like the scent of the shampoo is just as important to me as, like, how well it cleans my hair.
Absolutely.
Me
and
too.
I don't want ones that smell medicinal, and I don't like anything that has that salon stink to it. Like, it's a smell somewhere between curling rods and peroxide and plastic with, like, a touch of flour thrown in. I avoid those. I like ones that smell clean and slightly fruity.
See, here's a perfect example. There is a tornado on eBay right now, and they, as we know, tornado has naturally curly hair,
mm-hmm.
and this person washed, conditioned with leave-in conditioner, washed it out, and then used something to give tornado
super straight, flat hair.
It looked like a flat iron had been taken to tornado. And,
yeah.
And that's what makes you cringe, because you're like, okay, yeah, you cleaned him, he looks good, but he's supposed to have curly hair. And
he looks like Fabio.
Did you see it? Did you see it? This guy, man, I mean, he seriously does. He's got, like, crazy hair now.
Did you see the alternative? Did you see Senor Rusty Butt?
Let me go look
with
at
the fringe tail and the mane that looks like a Brillo pad, and he's got
circle. Yeah, that's the other side
of Rusty Brown.
Tornado.
Somewhere between Senor Rusty Butt and Fabio Tornado.
These are like the twins separated at birth. That's what they are. You know, the one that went on to live in the big city and in Hollywood to go to the salon all the time.
Yeah, that's the Arnold Schwarzenegger twin. And then
Danny DeVito
one is the one. With,
yeah,
like,
look at the one that's down on the farm.
It's troll hair. You know how troll dolls have that, like, big mat?
Oh, gosh. Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, it does look like troll hair. That stuff is awful. And when you brushed it, it kept coming out.
You're not supposed to brush a troll.
Well, you know, I tried a couple times because, you know, I thought maybe I would give it pigtails or do something, and I'd brush it. I was like, you know, and the hair comes out. I'm like, okay, this isn't good.
It's not rooted hair. You can't brush it. It's just
I know. I figured that out, okay? I figured it out. So then I just decided to give it a mohawk and leopard spots on the side of its head. It was awesome. Then I pierced its nose, and I painted its feet black so he had boots.
Oh, you're funny.
He looked awesome. He was the most rockin'. Oh, yeah, and I spiked it into little mohawk, you know, spikes. So he looked so cool when I was done with him. He was one of the orange-haired trolls with a blue dress, so, yeah. Yeah, and I think I gave him a tattoo, too. That's right. I think I gave him an anarchy tattoo because, you know, that's what you do in the 80s. So he was a rockin', punk rock, super dude troll.
The anarchy troll.
He was the anarchy troll. That's what happens. You don't mess with me. If I want to brush your hair, you let me brush your hair, or else. There's somebody out there who collects trolls that's, like, screaming right now, how could you do that? Oh, my God, that was the rare troll.
That was like the mimic troll that you just baited.
Yep, I bet you. And say, I can sit there and say I've never, you know, destroyed a doll or cut hair or did anything screwed up to a doll before, except for that one troll. So, I guess I'm no longer innocent. Ooh, yeah, look at these prices. I'm looking at the completed auctions as well. Wow, nobody wanted that one. I guess either that or they ended the listing and relisted. What happened? I bet you somebody asked them for, like, a relisted item. Okay. Okay, never mind. Okay. Yeesh. I'm seeing if mine, I guess it's been too long now. It's not showing up in completed listings.
Well, I think completed listings only go for how many weeks?
Well, it should be within the weeks. I don't know why it's not showing. I got to look at my completed November 30th to November 20th. Maybe they don't go as long as they used to. They used to go back like 30 days. Do they not do that anymore?
I don't know.
Well, this one's only showing it going back about 2 weeks. Don't know. But it certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
So, yeah, no, that doesn't make sense either. Because I won these on the 22nd. They're not showing up in completed listings. Why? I'm bothered, people. I want to know why this isn't happening.
It's just too old, maybe, or it's in some country where they don't, like, let completed listings show. Isn't Germany like that? They don't show you the completed listings, or the UK, or one of those European countries.
Maybe it's the UK or something. I got these from the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is. GP, yeah, from the UK, and it's not showing, so I don't know. At any rate.
Trax left me to play around with his recordings tonight, and I hate being in charge of VCR. I think I just totally, like, failed on one of his shows. I was supposed to record WWE SmackDown until 10 o'clock. So then he left the machines running. So I come in here, and I hit the power button, and I think I turned off the VCR and cut off the end of the wrestling, and I powered up the cable box and it went to the wrong channel and there was a nature documentary on. So I don't know if I got most of the show but cut off the ending or if it recorded a nature documentary until just now and I'm going to have the last 5 minutes of wrestling. Oh well, it's a good thing you can watch these shows online nowadays because I think this show is FUBAR. Of course, this whole thing could be avoided if he would just watch these shows live or the next day and not worry about putting them on videotapes.
Yeah, that would certainly help, wouldn't it? Oh, and yeah, you're doing it the old way, huh? You don't have a DVR.
Oh, we do have a DVR, but the DVR is full. We actually have to use videotapes to catch stuff that we can DVR. Like, our DVR is always at 90-something percent full. So we put just enough on the videotapes to clear it out to make room for the following day's shows.
Oh, okay.
God, how much do you watch in one day?
We're TV junkies here, and that's we meaning Trax. There's a small mountain of videotapes here that he says he's going to get to watch when he's retired.
In case anybody's wondering why we haven't gotten around to, like, the pony topic of the day, it's because, you know what, it's a really small country of ponies. We don't have to worry about it. We'll get there.
I think we'll be able to knock it out in half an hour.
If that, yeah. So we haven't all been together in a while, it seems. You know, either the pony genie had to not be here or I was unable to be here. So, you know, whenever that happens, we seem to have a good hour of catch-up.
And it's been a good
catch up. I never mind it because I get to take a nap.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like if you know we're both going to be on and it's been a while, you just know, okay, well, I'll talk later at the show. I'll do the intro and I'll do the exit. You take it so well.
I'll talk at some point during the middle. I know I will.
We'll acknowledge you at some point.
That's when I wake up and go, oh, yes, this is this and that and that and that. Okay. Remind me when I gotta wake up again.
So any other interesting things going on in the pony world for you guys? I mean, are you guys doing swaps or anything? I'm not doing any swaps. I'm just doing some rogues, and that's about it. Christmas cards. Hey, Amy, you got to send me your address. I lost your address from last year, so I can't send you a Christmas card without an address. I do have Karen.
I'm
good with Karen.
To throw this out. If anyone asks either of you two for my address for whatever reason, swap or other, it's okay to give it out. I have a P.O.
Okay.
box, so I'm not worried about who has it.
Right. Okay.
Feel free. As long
well,
as
no,
you know them from the pony community, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And
I would ask anyway. That's not something I would have done. I would have been like, hey, I'm not going to tell you who right off the bat, but somebody who said they need your address, blah, blah, and I would get permission first. I wouldn't just give it out.
Yeah. Well, consider permission given because it's that time of year and people are trying to be anonymously friendly. So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That happens.
I would. Cause,
you know how hard it is to find wish lists for your friends without letting your friends in on it?
Tell me about it.
It's like dang near impossible.
Some people, they just make a science out of hiding their wish lists. And some people just have, like, kick-butt collections, too, and you just don't even know where to begin. So when you're trying to do pony, you're really reaching for the gold here.
What are you oh my godding about? What did I totally miss?
Okay. I just happened to be on eBay, and, you know, I decided to be funny tonight and start off the show with the chipmunk song. And would you believe what I just found? A lot of three My Little Pony Apricot, which is this little figure, and I have no clue what it is, and Theodore figurines.
A lot of My Little Ponies and chipmunks? Is that what you're saying?
Together?
Three
together
CDC
in the same lot?
I do Alvin and Chipmunks customs, you know? Like, put them in shirts with letters. That would be really cute.
No, actually, the My Little Pony, one of the charms from the 1980s McDonald's run.
Okay. That was, I know what one you're talking about, the little bookmark things?
Right. And then a Theodore figurine is with it.
Oh, that's
it's
pretty funny.
It's the fact that I did my little only intro is the Chipmunk Christmas song. And this is what just popped up on my screen.
That is pretty funny. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, now we're talking eBay. Of course, I'm on eBay doing some general browsing. And have you guys seen the movie Something About Mary?
Yeah.
And you know the scene where she shows up for the date and she's like, ooh, hair gel. And then the rest of the date, her hair is like sticking straight out from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, from the
There's a Princess Dawn on eBay right now that looks like she could be, could stab somebody to death with her forelock. Of
something about Princess Dawn.
Something about Princess Dawn. You've got to look up Princess Dawn on eBay, My Little Pony Princess Dawn, because I'm telling you, it's a hoot.
I will.
I'm not giving away any kind of like, oh my gosh, fantastic deal, buy it now. Come on, you know, it's like, this is so funny. I had to click on it because I saw the thumbnail. I'm like, that is not what I think it is. And it sure as heck is. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how did that happen?
It's
funny.
It's not cut.
It's not cut. That's the thing. It's just like straight out.
Boing.
Like a unicorn.
It's magical princess hair. Of course.
I'm telling you. It's pretty
I'll
funny.
I'll just have to do it after when I'm done with this. See, if I don't get this TV stuff straightened out, Trax is going to punish me by making me watch all these shows all night, and nobody will get any sleep. And we have to be on a train tomorrow.
Yeah. Nothing new and interesting since the last time I looked. Okay, I can get off eBay.
Okay, I got Pony Joy. I got the new set of the Friendship is Magic toys.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I found those, too. Aren't they awesome?
You got them as a gift? Somebody sent them to you? Holiday gifts, yeah. I traded holiday gifts with one of my friends here in the city. And that's what they got for me, and I was so happy.
That's awesome.
But Princess Celestia isn't white. She's pink.
Wait, you've got Princess Celestia there already?
She's in the set.
Oh, you're talking about the little gift set. I thought you were talking about the ones with the combable hair.
No, those aren't out yet.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are? Well, I haven't been to the store to look.
They're just not. They're really hard to find right now. Like, some people are finding them, and some people have been, like, to every store in their state, and they can't find them.
Well, I haven't gone looking, so I guess I can't comment. But I did get this little set. It's the same set that they gave away as prizes at the fair. And, Celestia is pink. I don't like her in pink.
Yeah, what the heck? Why is she pink? And the one that you can buy, like, with her alone, I guess she's going to do music and flap wings and do whatever. She's pink, too, like a lavender purplish pink. Why are you showing her white on the cartoon? And then what's wrong with having a white pony? I don't get it. I mean, Rarity's white.
I want her to be white because she's, like, my favorite on the show. Like, everyone has a character that they will, like, relate to. I'm relating to Princess Celestia. She'd be like me if I was in that Pony Land universe.
Really? That's the one, huh?
There's all different personalities, you know.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess.
Who would you relate to most? You'd be, like, that smart, bookish one.
The Twilight Sparkle? Yeah, I guess if I had to give myself a persona, I'd probably be Twilight Sparkle. Kitten absolutely adores Fluttershy. I just love to hear Fluttershy talk.
I love
when she
I have to see.
When she's like, you know, when she does that thing, I
get
a kick out of it.
Because she doesn't know what else to say. She's like,
right, I like it when she squeaks. And I love how Rainbow Dash, you know what I really like is that they're not all, like, perfect, sweet little ponies. You know, Rainbow Dash has got, like, this streak of selfishness in her, and, you know, like, they're real, you know?
Yeah, they have strength. Okay. I don't want to say they have character flaws. We'll just be positive about it and say that they all have strength.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
you can say it like that. I'm not saying it's a bad selfishness. I think it's a funny, like, yes, it's mine, or darn, she's, you know, holding us back. I want to go. You know, she's kind of like
one
very
is,
in the moment. She's a very in
really,
the moment kind of character.
One is like really competitive. The other one thinks, you know, study
yeah.
is the most important thing in life. And, you know, who needs people.
Right.
I like
yeah,
I
anyway.
Just like, I'm above all this. I'm just off in my, you know, canter lot. Can't
yeah,
be bothered
you're up there on the mountain.
More than once a year.
You're
yeah.
communicating by magic dust.
I'm hanging out with my dragons and communicating by dust.
That works.
I have to ask, which one do you think I am?
Oh,
Pinkie Pie?
Yeah. I'd say you're Pinkie Pie, because you're a bit of a trickster, and you just are so full of, like, giggles.
And you giggle and bounce all the time. So, yeah, I would say you're Pinkie Pie.
You giggle and bounce and play random tricks. So that would be Pinkie Pie.
Oh,
yeah,
like she didn't see that coming. If you didn't know you were Pinkie Pie, I would have smacked you.
Okay, Pinkie Pie in this version, I would say totally yes.
Oh, yeah, it's okay to like Pinkie Pie again, folks.
Yeah, yeah,
get
it's cool
the memo.
To like Pinkie Pie now. I like I like the Pinkie Pie in the Friendship series. I think she's cool. I couldn't stand Pinkie Pie before.
I'm done in the TV room. I'm back in front of the computer monitor now, so let me see what's going on here.
Did you just warm your butt?
Excuse me?
We've got a little space heater set up because, did I mention we don't have any insulation, so the house is freezing? So I have a little space heater set up, and a tomcat just came through the kitchen to grab a beer, and he squatted down in front of the heater for some reason, and I, out of my peripheral vision, it looked like he was warming his tush before he continued on his journey, but he says he was not. I question.
He's lying.
He totally warmed
He's
his butt.
Lying. I think we all know it. He was still lying.
Mm-hmm. So, should we talk ponies? Like, ponies that we plan to talk about? I could talk about other ponies all day. You know, I didn't see today's episode, so don't tell me about today's episode. But I think I might do that after we get off the show.
I'm gonna watch this after we get done with the show. I'm going to watch the newest episode, too.
Oh, yeah?
I have to go to bed.
We should go on speaker
show.
And watch it together.
You are lucky. I have to go to bed after the show because I got to work in the morning.
Yeah, because that 20 minutes is going to kill you.
Yeah, really. It's only like 22 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, seriously. But you know what? Okay, seriously, do you know what is coming out on demand tonight? Okay, 20 minutes is going to go.
It's got to be like some sort of like, if it's on demand, was it like a Twilight episode or something?
Yes, it's coming out on demand tonight, and I'll be too tempted to stay up and watch it and tape it and be completely out of it when I go into work tomorrow morning.
So this is part of the greater strategy.
So my idea is I best better get my happy butt to bed right after the show.
Okay. I guess I can't really argue with that. I can appreciate that. You gotta, you know, keep yourself out of temptation.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. That's way too much temptation because my back of my brain's going to be going, you know, you can stay up. And Twilight, you know, my pony Twilight will be saying, come on, stay up. Let's see.
Yeah.
Please, let's watch it.
I have done that before where I've gotten sucked into a movie way later at night than I really needed to be watching it. And that can be no fun in the morning.
Yes, especially when you have to drive 20 minutes and it's supposed to be snowing and it's in a rental car and it's not really a car you're used to.
Okay, go to bed.
Yeah, some cars are weird. You know, they're not like your car. You know, they start with buttons or the lighting is on different sticks and the, you know, wipers, and you go to turn on the lights and the wipers turn on.
Right.
But you know what? The only car I had no trouble with was that car that I rented when we were down at the fair. I know you remember that car.
Yeah. Oh, that was a nice one. Really good. You were so worried about it getting scratched, too.
Well, let me
see. Yeah, you know you got to pay $500 if you scratch it. Like, they're going to notice if you scratch it. It's a rental car.
Oh, they'll notice. It's a 2011. That thing only had 700 miles on it.
Okay, well, I guess you could rightfully be concerned. Get out of the chair!
I mean, heck, I was nervous just parking it at the hotel.
I don't know if you guys caught that. I got up to get water, and there was a kitten in my chair.
Again?
Again!
Two-legged or four-legged this time?
Two-legged. Yeah, and the other kitten's been sleeping on my head because she's been cold. So I've been
head is warm.
Well, yeah, my head's warm, but it's like I can't move because, if you know, it's like when your cat, like, it's all cuddled up to you and stuff. It's like you don't want to move and make them uncomfortable. Well, imagine it's on your head. It makes for really strange sleeping. Oh, yeah, we've been sleeping on the couch in the living room because it's too cold upstairs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wine cellar temperature up there, guys.
Wow.
It's a balmy 58 degrees at its best.
You know you can put insulation in your attic, right?
I'm not going to tell the whole story because it's not pony related, but yes, insulation is on its way, and it wasn't always missing. It's only been gone since last week.
Okay.
You decided to take insulation out last week.
I told you, it's
okay.
A long story, and it's not pony related. I don't want to, like, make our listeners mad.
Well, then we maybe should go into our topic of the ponies down under.
Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do, though, before we start. We're going to run up to the pony room, we're going to take a big whiff, and we're going to run back down because it's literally about 48 degrees in the pony room right now.
Wow, we'll be able to see our breath.
It's 58 degrees upstairs, but the pony room's even colder because I keep the door closed, so it doesn't get as much heat. So it's about 48 degrees. So we're going to run up, we're going to take a big whiff, and we're running back down.
Little alley cat right now? That would be considered a heat wave in Chicago.
Yeah, whatever. Play the music. Look. You don't need to be getting back at me with your little snippy ways.
Holy wow. That's the most we've heard of that in ages.
Just
played right into that middle eight part.
It wouldn't stop. I kept trying to make it.
Yeah,
stop.
Really. I was like, dang. Okay, even I've had enough.
Even Granny Smith could get up the stairs in the amount of time it took to shut off. With her walk.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear me? I was saying, stop.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's voice activated. It'll listen to you if you yell at it. Speaking of which, you do have to adjust the volume on that thing because I think the Sea Pony song is coming through like crazy loud. Granny Smith could hear it as well as get up the stairs in that amount of time.
Well, okay. Well, here we are upstairs.
All right, we're
going to
open the door. Are we ready?
Musical interlude.
Okay, everybody put your jackets on.
Okay, sure. Earmuffs on, leg warmers on.
All right, we're bundled. We're going in. All right. All together now. Okay, cool. We're leaving. All right, going back to where it's warm.
Yes, hot chocolate, please.
Boy, it's hot up there.
It smells. You know what's really cool, though, is it smells awesome up there. You know how snow has a crisp smell to it? You know it's going to snow because it gets a certain smell in the air? Well,
yes.
That's the pony room right now, okay? It smells like it's going to snow. It's so freaking cold up there. But the pony scent lingers just, like, perfectly at that kind of humidity level that it smells freaking awesome. So, you know, I put on my winter coat. I go hang out in pony room, but... Why weren't you in the chair? All right, so we're back downstairs. We're warm, and we're going to talk ponies.
I'm not warm. I've got a chill from that. I need hot chocolate now.
Okay,
so
hot chocolate time.
I'm making microwave noises here. Sorry.
I had
it's
hot chocolate. I was drinking hot chocolate when we started the show. I had to warm up.
Good way to warm up. I'm tired of drinking tea. I've been drinking tea all day. It's time for something more dessert-ish.
Mm.
So I got my Cadbury drinking chocolate out.
Mm. Oh, you got the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. No Swiss Miss in this house. No carnation here, honey.
Cadbury's. Huh?
Yeah. 3 heaping spoons and stir it into hot milk. Oh, the thing with hot milk is when you're nuking milk, don't try to put it all in for, like,
2 minutes because it'll just boil over and make a big mess. Cook it for like 25 seconds at a time and give it a gentle stir.
Yes, Mom.
Well, it's the best way unless you
it
like
is
cream.
Clean.
Unless you
do
like
not want to boil
milk
over
mess.
Your milk. It's nasty.
You don't want to clean up boiled over milk out of your microwave glass plate and dish. You really don't.
Mm-mm. Okay, I think I'm going to have to go get me the real deal. Because we do. We have Swiss Miss in the house because we just don't drink it often
enough.
Oh, we
have Swiss Miss, too, because that's what Trax likes.
I think I'm going to get me, like, real marshmallows and, like, maybe some real hot chocolate and do it the old-fashioned way.
He used to like the kind that had the little dehydrated marshmallow bits stuck
mm-hmm.
in it. And now I can't find that. I can only find the, you know, regular brown powder one.
Oh, I've got the one that has the double marshmallow, like where you actually have two packages. One package is your marshmallows and the other package is your hot chocolate.
Where
so
are you
like
shopping
all being
that has all these awesome products? Cause, you
commissary.
Know, oh.
Military base, you know, they got to cater to, like, international people. You know, because, like,
sure.
so many people marry people from other countries when you're in the military from moving around so much that they have a really broad selection of stuff that you won't find in a lot of other kind of stores, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Swiss Miss with the double marshmallows is that freaking exotic, but...
But still, it's something that I can't seem to find. We have very generic groceries at my grocery shop.
Well, it is New York. You know, you don't have the space either.
We have, like, every kind of foreign food there is. But when it comes to good old American products, they give us, like, one or two varieties. You know,
mm-hmm.
some companies, they make their products in, like, 80 different styles. We get...
It's New York. It's culture.
It is.
You know,
it's
every culture except American.
My neighborhood is highly European, so we have a lot of European groceries in the Key Food, in the Pathmark, in the ShopRite. Mixed
Pathmark.
In with all your
oh,
regular.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in forever.
What, Pathmark?
Yeah.
Really? They don't have it in Maryland?
No, it's not a, it's a Jersey, upstate, you know, New York, whatever, it's that area. It's I haven't
oh.
seen anywhere else in the country.
I didn't know that. Well, I had never heard of a Key Food until I came to New York, and then that seems to be pretty much the standard.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, everywhere. If you ask me, Key Food, but just the name of it doesn't sound like a good supermarket. It sounds cheap and generic.
Mm, yeah.
Key Food.
All right, let's
what
talk about
the
these dang ponies, people.
But what is the best hot chocolate? We need to know this. Anyone listening in care to chime in? I would like to know.
Doesn't like Dove and maybe, you know, maybe like, ooh, I bet you Godiva makes like a hot chocolate mix in their store. It's like $20 a box. It's probably awesome.
That's what I want Santa to send me for Christmas. I would like some seriously good hot chocolate. And just ask Blue Alley Cat for my address. Is that bad that I'm soliciting Christmas?
Ask Lolly Cat for her address as well, because if you're sending that out, send me some.
Send, you know, all your mountain boys, Little Alley Cat, care of Care Red Roses.
Actually, it'd be to Care Red Roses, Car Red Roses, care of Little Alley Cat.
Did you just call me Car?
I corrected myself.
You had it right the first time.
Well, I have a mouthful of those little pearls.
Okay. Yeah,
I have mints.
I'll let
those
you off
minty
the hook.
Christmas mints in my mouth.
When
and
I
it's
see
kind of
you
messing
in person, I'm
going
to beat you up.
That means you have to come see me in person, all right? It's part of my plan. It's part of my evil plan to get you to travel.
Oh, to taunt me into coming
mm-hmm.
to get you?
I'll just
and
get you,
you
mad
say,
enough that you get on a bus.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I could get on a bus. Because how far are you from, you know, big city?
22 minutes from my front door to the Inner Harbor.
So you could potentially pick me up in big city?
Easily.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we'll work that out, all right? Because I don't
Works
mind
for me.
Bus rides. As long as I get to sit up in your front in the driver area. I don't like going in the back of the bus. There's too many weirdos back there.
Yeah, really.
Am I right, people?
Chocolate.
All the freaks are at the back of the bus.
I think the host wants to say something.
What host? Oh, Panda, hi.
Hey, what's up?
The best hot chocolate? was Hershey's made their own line of chocolate. One was called Goodnight Hugs, the other one was called Goodnight Kisses.
Hmm.
And it actually incorporated some of their candy in it in very miniature form, and it made it like that much more richer.
It sounds like a cute idea.
I like the name.
No,
and, you know, Hershey's very good chocolate company. Well, they used to be. They've been bought and sold so many times. But from what I remember, good chocolate. I would try it. I would love to try it. I think there's a Hershey's store in Times Square. I could go up there and hit them for some hot chocolate mix.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, Care,
we're going,
Red Roses.
Yeah.
We're
going to
see if your earlier prediction is true. You know what your earlier prediction was?
I'm a genie. Of course I know. I know.
That's
what I do. Predictions are my game.
Right. And you got 4 minutes to spare. So let's see if we can make it happen without rushing.
Okay. Well, let's jump into the sea.
Yeah. I could totally BS with you guys all day. But ever since we got a criticism once that we were just a little bit too chatty about non-pony things, I've been a little more self-conscious about trying to at least keep our talk somewhat in a roundabout way back to ponies. And since we've been talking for an hour and a half, maybe we should talk about the actual topic.
Tonight's topic is...
It is the Australian. We are going down under. We're going down to Australia. With kangaroos.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Okay, Spinky, if you're listening, this is the part that we, us Yanks, are going to attempt to do justice to. Australia has a variant set of ponies that, you know, are much coveted up here north of the equator.
Oh, yeah, I would love to have them.
By the rest of the world. And we all talk about them like they're, you know, made out of gold and jewels. So, lucky, lucky you guys.
Yes.
Of course, we are talking
about
the
Australians.
It's about
the only thing they're lucky about in the pony world. I mean, they really, you know.
No, they're lucky about something else, too. You know what it is? They live really close to those countries where the prototypes pop up for sale.
Well, that's true, too. I guess, you know, they have some other things on their side. But in general,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, they have to deal with, whereas we say, oh, we bemoan the shipping rates from Australia to us, not to mention the price of these Australian variants. Just imagine if you had to get, like, 90% of your collection that way. I think that's why we don't have a ton of Australian collectors. We have a good amount, don't get me wrong, but I think we'd have more if shipping prices were more reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
I could get along fine in Australia. I'm totally all right. It's about as far away as you can get from the United States, and that's,
oh my
that's
God.
All right with me, to be honest.
South Korea is the furthest away you can get from the United States.
Which is how far from Australia, exactly?
a pretty good distance.
It's kind of the other side of the Indian Ocean and all the
Indonesia, within
all that.
All right, Australia will still work. Depends on what side of Australia you're going to be on. You got to be towards the Indonesian side to be the furthest away from the United States.
I'd be happy over there if I could take my whole pony collection with me. I want a head start. But it's
a horse
country. Australia was made for horses. Wide open spaces, beautiful land for them to gallop on. I mean, you know, as long as they're
and do whatever it is that horses do.
Doing all those wonderful things, all that kicking and running and whinnying and stuff. You know, the English brought them down there and pretty much messed up the place. But the horses love it, and they breed some really awesome racing horses. And every November they have the Melbourne Cup, and the Melbourne Cup is like their Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup all rolled into one, and it's a race that the whole world watches. So, yay for Australia. Okay, that's all I needed to say on that.
Cool. All right.
I'm learned. I studied Australia before. I did my homework for this show.
Wow. Good for you, because I did not. I totally did not. I'm, like, doing other homework. And, you know, you have... Do you sleep? Seriously, do you sleep?
Upside down like a bat.
Because you managed to squeeze far too much into the same 24-hour period that I seem to have been given. And I'm wondering if you've got, like, some sort of, like, time mechanism, you know, time warp control thing going on. Because I'm like, how could I possibly have the same amount of 24 hours as you yet? I didn't get half of that done.
What, you mean you didn't do your nails and the laundry and tape TV show while you're hosting the show?
And go to work the same day and bake God knows what and no, sorry, didn't do it.
Oh, I correct thee. I did not bake today. I merely ate and wrapped. I wrapped and I ate. Basically, whatever didn't look perfect in the wrapping, I got to eat.
That's pretty much how it works. My philosophy is when I'm putting the cookies in the containers, oh, sorry, lid doesn't go on quite right, got to eat that one.
I was comparing the cookies. I made peanut butter ones with little chocolate drops, and if the chocolate drop was flawed in any way, if it had a fingernail mark in it, or if the tip didn't curl just right, I put it in the reject pile.
Which is otherwise known as your stomach?
Well, it gets there eventually. That's the final destination. It either goes to work, and I feed the boys with it, and they love me. I'm very popular at work this month. Or it stays here, and it gets nommed on by me and Trax. Not now, Pony Bird. I'm doing a show.
Sounds like your place is the place to be right now.
My place is the place to be, and I've got all my Christmas ponies out under the tree, and they look really cute together. I've got all my G3s and G1s and G2s and miscellaneous ornaments, and, well, I'll take pictures. I'll be posting them. That's the one thing I haven't had time for is pony board. Any pony board people there wondering where Kara's been? Oh, I'm here. I'm just really busy with life.
Wow, there's something she hasn't been able to keep up with.
Yeah, I'm behind the scenes on the boards, but I haven't been actually, like, in topics, like, posting, talking. I've been kind of just pulling strings in the background. I'm there every day, but you may not see me. I just sort of blend in with the wallpaper. Please, can we talk about this set now? I love this set so much. Come on, guys.
Please, please, yes, go, talk. I do,
okay,
I love this set, too. And if anybody wants to give me this set, please feel free.
And as everyone knows, of course, the Australian ponies we're talking about is, of course, the Australian birth flowers.
The alternate birth flowers to the U.S. mail orders, which are so much prettier than the U.S. mail order ones.
The prettiest collector pose ponies ever. Okay, I'm going to chew on my finger and let Panda have a chance to talk.
Okay.
All right, thank you. First up, of course, we're going in order of month is, of course, January with Carnation, who is the traditional pink and white pony.
Not
pink
quite.
Hair, white body. But her symbol is a red carnation with a green stem.
I think she's slightly different than the traditional, because the pink hair is a little different.
Well, I'm saying it's the same. It's pink and white.
Okay.
That's where I'm going at.
Right, but you're, you know,
pink
the
and
ones
white.
For mail order were white, but the hair was more like a hot pink, not like a light pink. It was like that bright, hot, sherbet pink.
In the language of flowers in Victorian times, a pink carnation stood for "I'll never forget you."
Aww.
Yeah, it's a flower of remembrance, and you would see it everywhere from weddings to funerals. It came in, figured in heavily during Victorian and Edwardian times. Nowadays, they're mostly considered cheap flowers, but real floral appreciators like myself understand a carnation's noble roots, and they still see a pretty flower there.
You know, I'm never going to look down upon a carnation again. When used in the right sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it's just used as a filler, you know, I think they're really, you know, kind of dissing on the carnation there. But when
hating carnations
that purpose,
is so 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Get
hey, when
over
I was
it,
in
people.
School, we used to do Friendship Day, where you could send a flower to a friend for like a buck. It was like one of their ways to raise money in the school. So,
yes.
And you would put
it
like a little message to like
thing.
Somebody. It could be anything. It could be totally anonymous. It could you could say
yeah.
it was from you or not from you. And
yes.
it was like everybody sat there on Friendship Day just praying to at least get one flower. Because if you didn't, then you were officially the most unpopular, unloved, ugliest girl on the planet.
Yep.
Or at least you felt like it if you were, you know, if you didn't get it. It obviously wasn't the case all the
right.
time.
Right. So then you get your gal pal to hook you up with a flower.
Yes,
hey,
so absolutely. Your best
flower,
friend had to at least
flower.
Do it. You had to get your best friends to at least send you a flower. So you were not totally alone. And, of course, you told them to say something like, you know, you're the most beautiful person I know. And sign anonymous. Thanks, Barb.
See the lovely memories that this pretty January pony brings up. It is the birth flower of January, by the way, so that means, you know, it's a nice way to start off the year with remembrance.
Do we
Do
have another
remember?
Site where we can see images of these guys?
Oh,
I know that Jenny has a few of them.
You want to see them big?
Well, like I know Kit Kat's site has some really good big images. That, you know, when you can see the colors really well. As a matter of fact, yes, yeah, she has a January where you can see the colors really nice. I just like her photographing. She doesn't have all of them, though, so I wasn't sure what other website also shows all of them because I just want to see them in various photographic forms because they're so pretty.
Well, while you do that, we're going to move on to February. January
okay,
started the year off right. Who's our little Valentine for February?
The little Valentine is, of course, Violet, who is lavender with aqua hair, blue eyes, and her symbol is a purple violet with a green stem.
You gotta love violets. You know, I collect vintage postcards, and violets usually figure big time into, you know, my postcards. They're a really old-fashioned flower. They're not a florist flower. You can't really buy them a cut. You have to buy them as like a little plant. Most
right.
of our grandmothers had African violets, which are those fuzzy-leaved jobs in the little tiny 3-inch pots.
Yes. Yes. Everybody had violets back then.
And when you try to grow them yourself, all the flowers fall off and you're just left with these big hairy leaves. You really
yeah.
have to have gray hair
yeah.
in order to properly care for an African violet. Young people just don't know how.
I don't know how, and I'm getting old.
Well, maybe, you know what, the knowledge will find you. When you get your
well,
first gray hair, I'll get you a violet.
Okay, thanks. But I have to wait for the cat to pass on because I can't bring poisonous plants into the house.
Oh, geez. Yep, okay, we'll wait. Well, you know what, you're going to have many gray hairs by the time that cat's ready to pass on to its 10th life.
Which means I should take to violet pruning very well.
This is a pretty pony, though. I do like the aqua hair against the lavender body. It's a nice combo.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty cool combo. Now, if only I could find more pictures of it. Birth flowers. Let's try that.
Traditionally, violets always stood for, I think it's like sincerity or truthfulness. That's a hard one. I'm really stretching my mind on this because it's not one that comes up a lot in the flower shop. Like I said, the only violets we ever sell are plants. But in England, violets were all over the place. They grew wild. You would just pick them, you know. Anyone who knows My Fair Lady knows that Eliza Doolittle was selling bunches of violets on the street, and she wasn't the only violet peddler. It was a very common thing. Everybody needed bundles of violets to shove up their nose because basically the whole of England stunk so bad that you walk down the street without a bouquet jammed up your nose, you'd pass out.
Wow, really?
Just from the ungodly stench of all the leavings of the various life forms that inhabited the large cities.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I've thought about that often, that, you know,
the muck.
Thank God
and,
for modern plumbing.
Yeah, exactly. So violets were really a necessity. That's why they called them nosegays, because they make your nose happy.
Nosegays. So that's where that expression comes from. We really should have spent at least an hour talking about these guys. I mean, crying out loud, we've got a florist who can give us all this amazing information about each one of these little symbols. And
I won't bore you with the boring.
No, this is not boring. It's
details
awesome.
Of florists. We'll just march right along, won't we, Panda?
Yes, we will.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I am dead serious.
Thank you.
We will march right into March.
If I had known you were going to be so informative, I would have pressed for us to get on with this sooner.
Who is
so we're in March.
Blue hair. His symbol is a yellow daffodil with a green stem.
Aw, you got to love daffodils. They're perfect flower for March because they're like one of the first ones that just burst right up out of the ground the first day of spring being in March.
Yeah,
and
them
all.
And buttercups, I think, are the first ones.
And crocus, but they know, right? They just know. That first
they're like all the same family,
day,
though.
They just burst right up. And they're like, hello.
They
now,
are.
The color yellow traditionally stands for, like, jealousy, but with daffodils, I believe the underlying meaning is,
okay, guys, I found an awesome site for the alternate birth flower ponies.
Oh, good. Let's have it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's see. I do not know whose site this is, so I apologize, but she's got, like, mint on card and all kinds of stuff. This
on
is amazing.
With it. What's the URL?
It's http://www.angelfire.com/alt2/alt birth flowers/alt birth flowers.html.
Ugh,
I kid you not, this is a perfect site for what we're talking about. They got every single one of them, fantastic
little
photography.
Alley cat.
Yeah.
After all, birth flowers, alt2.
All right, so again, it's angelfire.com.
Yeah.
/alt2,
yeah.
Number 2.
Yeah.
/alt birth flowers.
Yeah.
/alt birth flowers.html.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's where I lost you. HTM or HTML?
HTML.
I'm going to copy this.
This is great. They got mint on cards. They got individual close-ups. I mean, this is an awesome site.
There they are. Hot. Stuff.
They are
this
really
fine.
There.
Woo, woo.
Wow. Fantastic site. I wish I knew who this was.
All right. 15 minutes left. Daffodil stood for change. So when we, like, the U.S. changed presidents, like, I think about a year ago, we gave out bouquets of daffodils at the store. They were cheap. You know, they were like, what would we pay, a dollar for them? We gave them out as goodwill to all our clients that walked in, and we told them, hey, change is coming. This is the flower of hope. Let's be hopeful that this recession ends soon, and thanks for coming in and buying flowers here in the face of all this, you know, spooky mojo that they're throwing at us on the news about banks collapsing and federal this and that. The flower of hope. So I hope someone will be kind and send me a alternate daffodil in the mail.
Yeah.
Little alley cat, please.
Yeah, after I get one of my own, okay? That I do have about sending people
but
ponies I yet to have
roses.
Acquired.
Happy
yes,
Christmas.
Yes, no, she's gorgeous.
And,
plus
and
it's
Little
Tom
Alley
Cat's...
Cat will hand deliver it.
Yeah, right? It's Tomcat's birth month, so I make a point of trying to get, you know, March, June, and August, which is me, kitten, and Tomcat, and so I'm particularly
fond. You always
fond.
Try to get your own month first, you know? You have your two right. favorite months of the year.
I don't have any of these guys, not one of them, because they go for too much money, and there's always something else that needs to be got first.
There's always something that needs to be got first. Well said, well said.
And up next, it's a Sharon. It also happens to be part of my last name, is what she does. And something my doctor called me up until when I was 20 years old and finally reminded him that I'm no longer four.
Daisy?
It's, of course, April.
I was like, your doctor called you Daisy?
No, he called me April. My last name is Shower.
Oh, God.
I was in the hospital having my appendix out, and I'd just gone through surgery that was longer than what it was supposed to be, and he comes in through the room going, you know, they put the wrong name on this form. And I'm half out of it, and like, la-la land, still on drugs. Going, what? He goes, they put Amy, not April. Oh, okay. Whatever. I'm going back to sleep.
It's interesting how her daisy symbol is not a white one like we're so, you know, used to, accustomed to seeing, but it is, in fact, a yellow daisy.
No, actually, I'm sorry, but she is pink with gold hair, and her symbol is a gold daisy with a green stem.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a typical typical yellow. It's more of a golden yellow.
It's gold like her hair is gold, sort of that golden yellow AJ yellow color.
Exactly.
So, daisy, pretty simple flower. Not the most elegant flower in the garden, but it is innocent. It is pure. A daisy is what she is. And they're pretty special to me. I wrote a poem about a daisy, but I'm not going to read my poetry on the air.
She's not wowing me. Daisy doesn't wow me. But she wows me more than U.S. mail order daisy, I will say that. As a set, these guys together blow me away. They're just awesome.
They sure are nice. Which brings us to a beautiful one for the month of May.
It is, of course, the Lily of the Valley, who is green with yellow hair and blue eyes. The symbol, a Lily of the Valley, which is white, of course, traditionally white flowers with a green stem.
They almost remind me of, like, little bluebells, the way they kind of hang over.
They're little bells. They're just tiny little bell-shaped flowers. They only bloom for a few weeks out of the year. They're really popular in wedding bouquets. They represent sweetness. And, Martha Stewart put out a book about 15 years ago that had a bridal bouquet the size of Cleveland, all made out of Lily of the Valley. And we got swamped with orders for that bouquet the year that book came out because people saw it and they wanted it, not knowing that 10 stems of Lily of the Valley cost about $25.
Wow.
So we'd quote them, you know, $1,000 for that bridal bouquet, and they'd faint.
Yeah. Well, I mean, gosh, you're talking about a flower that only flowers a couple weeks out of the whole year?
Yeah.
Is that even if it's in a hothouse and everything, a greenhouse?
No, you can grow them in a greenhouse, but you know that costs like 10 times the price of growing them outdoors. So anyone getting married in December who wants a huge Lily of the Valley bouquet is looking to be spending, conservatively about $900 for their bouquet.
Wow.
Needless to say, we didn't get that many serious orders. Just a lot
They probably just pass out on the phone and you hear it drop to the ground and, another one down.
Right. We'd offer them white roses instead for like $100 and they'd take that.
Yeah.
$1,000,
$100.
Lily of the Valley sprinkled in. We'll give you some silk ones, honey. You never know the difference, honestly.
You know, and it's somewhat true.
That's Lily of the Valley for you, a very pretty flower and a very dainty gal.
And up next is June, and she is perfect because that's my mother's birth month.
That's
and
my daughter's birth
roses.
Month. That's when Kitten was born.
That's everybody's birth month.
Isn't it? It's a very popular month.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful version of her. I think this is a very nice version of her.
She is pink with pink hair, and her symbol is a pink rose with a green stem.
Don't think here for a minute that somehow or another she's too cotton candy-ish. She is very unique in her own right. The shades are just subtly enough.
The shades are different.
They're different. She does have a different aura than cotton candy. Usually you say pink pony, pink hair, pink flower. People are going, what's so great about that? No, it really is quite stunning on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. She does look nice. She's not cotton candy pink, first of all. She's brighter than that. Her hair might be cotton candy, but the body is brighter.
Right. And the flower is that, gosh, what would we call that color?
I call that carnation pink.
It's sort of, but carnation pink is darker. It's a darker carnation pink,
It's a nice pink. It offsets the pink of the body very nicely, and the pink of the
hair.
Yeah,
it almost has a purplish hue to it.
Monochromatic ponies are very nice ponies, and one thing you'll see about this set is that there's two of everything, okay? There's six colored bodies in the set in 12 months, so you have two and two and two and two and two. And six of them are monochromatic ponies, and the other six have contrasting hair. Just an odd fact about the set.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I had not deduced all that yet. I was just still oogling all these different pictures of group shots, double shots, pair shots.
Hey, guys, if we want to finish these guys tonight, we got to stay on topic.
We are.
All right,
we're talking about the ponies. Fine, go.
We're done. We're up to July. Well, Candy, either read faster or I'm going to do it.
Go.
Up next is July with Water Lily, who is yellow with red hair. Her symbol is a green lily pad with an orange flower.
Now, what's interesting, I think she's a very nice pony. She's got a very striking color combination. Her hair is that bright magenta color. But she's different than the birth flower months that we have from the G3 lines, in that she has a different flower representative.
Oh,
I think
really?
They changed the birth.
They changed the flowers. I know not so many years ago. It seems like they did a few switcheroos, and the G3 birth flowers, they use larkspur. And for July, and then for this. For the G1s, we see water lily.
Okay.
What can you tell us, flower lady?
Larkspur is the more common flower used for July nowadays because water lilies are not florist flowers, and people would bombard us asking for water lilies every year, and we'd say, we can't get you that. The truth is we can, we just can't be bothered to. If you push your florist hard enough, they will get you a water lily. Just be prepared to pay.
Good to know. And so officially, sort of like alexandrite versus a pearl for the month of June when you're looking at the actual gemstone of the month as a correlation, alexandrite is actually the gemstone. But because it's so rare and so expensive, gemstone is a pearl. So in this case, we could look at it in a similar way. Although water lily may be the official one, the larkspur is the common alternate.
And you got to remember that these things originated in Europe. So what's true in the U.S. is not necessarily what the rules are in Europe. So in Holland, England, France, water lilies are probably quite common, and you would see them blooming in July.
I would say they're really common in France. Gosh, Monet couldn't stop painting them.
Well, you read my mind there.
Yeah, well, you see, what can I say?
Water lily is one of my favorite birth flowers. And
the next one is my ultimate favorite. If I could only have one, it would be this one.
Up next is August, and it is, of course, Poppy, who is all blue with light blue eyes, a different shade of blue hair, and a white poppy with a green stem.
And it's that beautiful blue that you see on Dutch Diary. That's the color of her hair. Her body is like a matching monochromatic shade. And this is the one birth flower that I will have eventually because this is my birth month and I must have it, and she's awesome. She even has blue eyes.
Awesome. The color to me reminds me of Mirror Mirror, the Magic Message Pony.
You're looking at, are you looking at the same pony I am? I'm thinking
I'm
she's more of like an aqua-ish blue. Mirror Mirror is pretty green.
Okay, it's just how I'm seeing it.
Yeah,
no,
I'm seeing her more aqua-ish. My Mirror Mirror is, that's way too green for me to say that that's how I would see it. Oh, and here's another one. If you look at Jenny's, she has an August, and it's very blue. It's, like, really blue.
I'll tell you who's very blue. It's the symbol on September's birth flower. Is it all right to move forward?
We can move forward.
No, wait. I really had to do this one.
Okay. I think we're not going to make the time cut. We're just going to have to go over a few minutes to get the last ones in, because we can't just cut off like three ponies. It wouldn't be right.
If you keep talking, we won't be able to do it.
Yeah, like it's all my fault.
Well, it was.
Up next, of course, is September, and of course, that's my birth month, and of course, I have to have a weed, or what would be considered a weed in the wild. And it, of course, is Morning Glory, who is light blue, light hair, light blue eyes. Her symbol is a blue Morning Glory with a green stem.
Karen, are you going to come to the defense of September?
Well, September Morning Glory isn't part of the language of flowers. We would usually substitute a petunia because Morning Glories were so scarce. And like Panda said, they're very weedy flowers. They get very little respect. So we would usually try to substitute and give them a petunia instead.
And they're not as easy to grow as you think. It's one of those things that they either want to grow or they don't want to grow, and that's just all there is to it.
Well, in our garden, they grow like wildflowers and weeds. And my mother hates them, and she yanks them out every year.
Well, in South Carolina, you can't get them to grow to save your life. So there you go. One person's, you know, treasure. Who's next?
Up next is October, and it is, of course, Cosmos, who is yellow with yellow hair and blue eyes. Her symbol is a orange-yellow Cosmo flower with a green stem.
She's quite yellow. Very sunny.
She's very yellow. She's yellow beyond yellow.
She
and yellow
is
on top of yellow.
Very yellow. With an orange flower. She's, for the yellow enthusiast, I'm sure this is like the coup de grace, because she is yellow.
Oh, yeah.
So all you yellow pony freaks, this is your gal. You need to have a Cosmos in your collection.
Oh, I know people that are fanatical about yellow ponies.
Yes, we do have the yellow pony fanatic circle. It seems to be one that quite a few people relate to. And this is it. This is the gal. You have to have her. Who's next?
I
love the color hair that this gal has. That is one of my all-time favorite color hairs.
You have November, who is, of course, a chrysanthemum, who is pink with red hair, and her symbol is a yellow with an orange chrysanthemum with a green stem.
She on this particular site, she looks really bold. That color looks really rocking. Hair has that really deep reddish, red magenta-ish look. Now I don't know, other sites, it doesn't look quite as deep. Okay, I hate to cut off like that. That's so horrible to do to poor December. Who's green?
December is, of course,
with white hair.
Holly. Who is green with white hair, blue eyes. Her symbol is three green holly berries with three purple leaves. No, wait, three green holly berries with three green leaves.
There are variants of this pony. You can find her with purple berries and green leaves, and you can find her with green leaves and purple berries, green leaves, both ways.
So she's the only one that has a variant of a variant?
It's a variant of a variant. You are correct.
That's pretty awesome.
And there we go. We have finished it.
I'm so sorry we dipped the last 3 months, but we should say pony bye-bye since, you know, the show is, like, technically over, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and it's already cut off.
Oh, I wonder, hey, ask somebody on the chat boards where it cut off at, if they actually got December all the way in.
Does the chat still
work? We got December. We got December. We got that at 21 seconds.
Did we get all of December? Were we done talking about December when it cut off?
We were done talking about December.
Well, there you have it, Karen. You were right. We managed to talk about all the birth flowers in 30 minutes.
By the skin of our hooves.
Yeah.
Probably because I kept you guys going.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I wish we would have actually managed to have kicked ourselves in the tail and started just a little sooner, because I would have loved to have heard Pony Jeannie go into... No, really, I would have liked
like
to know more about the flowers. I would have liked
instead
to know
of a preamble, we have a pre-ramble.
I kept trying, but...
We kept getting sidetracked as well. Come on, I did make a few attempts to bring us back to topic, as did, you know, Pony Jeannie, as did you. It's hard sometimes. We had a hard time getting there.
We're off topic a lot. We know this about ourselves, but, you know, well... We'll just have to write notes.
We're not going for any kind of radio talk show awards here, you know? So.
Yeah, we're not trying to win the Pulitzer Prize or whatever radio awards they give out.
We're just hoping that the...
ponies, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know, and even when we went off topic, we did a lot of pony talking tonight. We talked about the new ponies, the old ponies. We talked about eBaying and ponies and gifting ponies.
We talked about Christmas gifts. Swap gifts and Hanukkah gifts. Happy Hanukkah, everybody, by the
way.
Yeah,
really. I hope you guys are doing Hanukkah, get your pony a day.
I hope you get a pony a night for another 5 nights.
Is it at night they give the gift? Sorry, my bad.
You can get a gift every night, or you can just, you know, get a little nothing until the last night and then bang, you know.
Well, you see, this would be great. This would be a good chance because there are 12 birth flowers. You know, it wouldn't really numerically work out for Hanukkah. So you just, you know, wait up.
12 days of Christmas.
Give all 12 at the last.
12 days of Christmas.
No, 12 days
yeah,
of Christmas.
Yeah, but if you're Jewish, that's not going to work for you.
It works if you take and do 12 days of Christmas.
Right, but if you're Jewish, it does not work.
Okay.
And what about those poor Kwanzaa people, huh? What about Ramadan? They get a whole month. Hello.
Wow, that's like 30 or 31 ponies, if you can get gifts. Do they even give gifts for that? I don't think so.
I have no
actually,
idea.
Actually, Ramadan
How about
is
Kwanzaa?
More of a...
Are there Kwanzaa ponies?
Actually,
you know,
Ramadan is more of a pilgrimage time than it is really a gift-giving time.
You
I
don't want ponies
for
that.
Month.
You don't want to carry heavy loads while you're pilgrimaging. Forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my little ponies are so heavy.
They really are.
They weigh a lot. They can really slow
Four
you down.
4 ounces apiece times, you know, 30, that's a lot. You don't really need to carry that around with you while you're pilgrimaging.
Are they 4 ounces apiece?
Yeah, adults are.
Yeah.
So it's 1 pound for 4 to 30. That's 7.5 pounds. That's a pretty big chunk if you're carrying 30 ponies. That's 7.5 pounds. My math is correct, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Enough to give you a backache or throw your shoulder out of whack.
Good to know. Wow, yeah, I'm going to, like, actually go put 30 ponies in a bag and go weigh them. Because I'm just, like, shocked to think that would be 7 pounds.
We can have that as a game at the meet. We'll fill up a pillowcase with ponies and say, guess how many are in this sack? Just by
that's awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you.
And whoever guesses the right, you know, can win the bag. Or they get to reach in and pull out any 5 they want.
Yeah, but the key there is that they can't know how many ponies are in the bag, because then we could all just do the math.
No, they can't know how many ponies are in the bag.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
the judge will know how many are in the bag. It'll be a secret, but then you have to guess. You can move the bag, you can kick the bag, lift the bag, weigh the bag.
I'm going to suggest that as a
but you can't
a new
hook
game
the
or the pony meet or a new raffle or whatever you want to call it, guessing raffle. That might be kind of cool.
And then,
always
yeah.
looking for new and interesting things to add to the meet,
it's,
and I'm on the committee again, so I'll
well, Little
Alley
Cat,
that.
It ain't new. You've never been to one of my meets, so you're not familiar with my games. I
well, then,
have been playing
yeah,
my game
see,
for
I
years.
Well, then why haven't we introduced it into the Maryland Pony Meet yet? Are you were you holding back? Was this a special NJ Pony Meet only thing?
Well, you know, I try not to do the things that Jewel does, and I would imagine Jewel probably feels the same way about my meet, you know. I
well,
know.
We have some bleed over, you know. Come on,
but
the fair. Took
well,
some
yeah.
of-
I hate to cut you guys off, but can we kind of end this and you guys can talk about this on your own time?
Yeah. All right. Can I call you after the show, Little Alley Cat?
Sure thing.
All right.
I'm
I'll
here.
Call you after the show. Good night, Panda.
Night, Panda. Sweet dreams.
Sweet pony
bye
dreams
bye.
To you, girl. Pony
bye.
Bye-bye. This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
And don't forget to tune in next week to see what we'll be talking about. Till then, bye-bye.